And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. A four-legged officer in mid-Michigan is about to get some life-saving backup, and it's coming from across the country. K-9 Rip of the Burton Police Department will soon be outfitted with a custom bullet and stab-resistant vest, thanks to a nonprofit dedicated to protecting police dogs on the front line. The donation is being made in honor of another K-9, remembered as an ultimate warrior, adding a heartfelt layer to this gift of protection. The vest, sponsored by a supporter in Colorado, is expected to arrive within the next couple of months. It's just one example of a nationwide effort to safeguard the dogs that help keep communities safe every day. The organization behind the donation has been at it for more than a decade, equipping thousands of law enforcement canines across all 50 states with protective gear worth millions of dollars. For dogs like Rip, who face the same dangers as their human partners, that extra layer of protection can make all of the difference. And a late-night crash in Salem Lake County is raising serious concerns about impaired driving. It happened just after 10 p.m. Wednesday at the intersection of Galbraith Lane and St. Clair Road in Worth Township, where deputies say a 21-year-old Birchville man behind the wheel of a Jeep failed to stop at an intersection, and that's when his vehicle was hit by a westbound Chevrolet Malibu driven by a 23-year-old woman from Sandusky. The impact sent both vehicles off of the roadway and into a nearby ditch. Emergency crews had rushed to the scene, and the Jeep driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital with injuries that fortunately were not life-threatening. The driver of the Malibu walked away unharmed. Investigators now believe alcohol may have played a role in the crash, and the case remains under review. Authorities are reminding drivers, though, one decision behind the wheel can change everything in an instant. And a quiet Lapeer neighborhood turned into the center of a deadly mystery overnight on Wednesday. And now, police are working to piece together what led to violence. Authorities say a call came in just after 1:15 a.m. on Wednesday, sending officers rushing to a home on Dewey Street. Inside, they discovered 27-year-old Jared Hiddle of Otter Lake fatally shot, and now a 28-year-old man identified as Brandon Edwards is facing serious charges, including second-degree murder and felonious assault. Investigators say Edwards was taken into custody at the very home where the shooting happened and is currently being held without bond. What remains unclear, though, is the why. Police have not revealed what sparked the deadly encounter or why Hiddle was at the residence in the first place. Those unanswered questions are now at the center of an ongoing investigation, and as detectives continue to dig for answers, they're asking anyone who may know something, no matter how small, to come forward. For now, a community is left shaking, searching for clarity after a night that ended in tragedy. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Bayport State Bank.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep, he only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank, that is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank!
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that was a message from Bayport State Bank, the sponsor that brought you this hour's news. And I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries.